Sequester-related furloughs for Border Patrol agents start next month. That means fewer agents at the border at any given time. It also means agents will not get paid for the 14 days they are furloughed. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has also had to tighten its belt. Last month, ICE released hundreds of undocumented immigrants from custody as a way to save money. Sean Moran says word of those releases is spreading like wildfire south of the border. Moran is with the National Border Patrol Council, a union of Border Patrol agents.
Well, apparently, they're hearing that there's less Border Patrol agents due to sequestration, and also that ICE is not detaining anyone, that they're releasing everyone. And in McAllen, Texas, we've seen a huge spike in the number of illegal aliens that are being caught. And the thing that was unusual about it is that they're being encouraged by the smugglers and other illegals to surrender. They're not running from us.
Why run when being caught by Border Patrol leads to release within U.S. borders? Bill Brooks is a spokesperson with the Border Patrol. He says the rules haven't changed.
We will continue and have continued to do our job to protect America. If someone approaches us and they have entered the country illegally, then we will accept that. We will process them the way we normally would, and we'll treat them with dignity and respect.
National Border Patrol Council's Sean Moran says there is an upside for agents on the field.
If people are not running away from us and they're, you know, peacefully surrendering, it makes it that much easier for a Border Patrol agent. You know, rarely do we have people that don't run. The risk of injury definitely goes down, and that's on both sides.
According to Border Patrol statistics, almost twice as many people crossed in February as they did in January. Crossings went from more than 2,000 to close to 5,000. Illegal entries are still about a tenth of what they were in 2000. Joy Diaz, KUT News.